You are currently the only person in this conference.
Hello, Mary Ann.
Hello, Debbie Lynn.
You already have a 3-2 agree up?
Sorry, say that again?
I said you already have 3-2 agree?
I'm on Maestro and trying to get in and it's not letting me in. No, you know, my face, I don't know how to stop this. Maybe I'll just put it on speaker because it seems my face keeps pressing numbers for me.
Ah, yeah, my face used to do that too. Okay, so let me make sure that the Maestro link is the right one. I'm going to change it to what I have open right now.
All right, I'm going to get out of it and do it again. And then I'm going to put it on the speaker so this doesn't happen again. That happened last night.
All right, so try it again.
Okay, and did you want me to help you run the board?
If you could, that would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. That's better. Now I'm in. Okay, good. And Kathleen's here too, or well, she's coming. I see she's on the.
She's coming. Yeah, we had, including me and helpers and everybody, we had 15 people register for the call.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, and so I'm hopeful. You know, so even if we get half of them, you know, we'll end up with, you know, 7 or 8 people plus us.
Okay, now let me just first I'm going to say how we work the call with press 1 and 3, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not up again until all I'm going to do is just tell what we do in the newsroom. I'm not going to talk about Scoop It or anything else, or did you need me to?
Yes, and so we can start getting people to sign up. It looks like I'm going to get approval from the board to upgrade that account.
Okay, so
we'll be able to do it like we used to do it, yeah.
Okay, so I'll talk about what we do in the newsroom, and scoop it, and then and also say that we, in the newsroom, we come up with ideas and topics for the radio show and help with researching. That's it?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so I have three. Yeah, I have three yes votes. I'm waiting for one more yes vote on Scoop It, and then we'll get that ordered.
Okay.
I'm just double checking that. Looks like Janine is with us. And oh, hello.
This is George.
Who joined the call? Hi, George.
Hi, Debbie Lynn.
And Ellen. Hi, Ellen. Sorry, I didn't mean to like just bombard you, but your name popped up.
That's okay. I heard this was a pop up, so. Janine might be.
Janine, go ahead, Ellen.
Janine might be a couple minutes late, but she'll be on.
Okay. Hey, George, it sounds like you've got a little wind noise or something where you are.
Okay.
I'm getting a hissing. Let me see. No, it's there's like a hissing noise with you.
Okay.
So,
I'll,
do you have a mute button on your phone?
I do.
Okay.
I can.
If you would,
or I could try and on another line. That's. I'll just mute.
Yeah.
Mute.
Okay. And that way, and then when you want to speak, you can unmute and we'll know it's you. That would be great. Janine made it to the call. Yay. Glad to
so
have you here.
Hey, Janine.
What, Janine? So we're just going to wait for a few more, another probably 2 minutes to let more people join the call. It looks like we have about half of the people that registered for the call are here already.
A quick question, since I haven't done this system, is there a number that I need to push to mute, or do I just do a mute?
You can mute on your phone, or we can mute you here from the Maestro board. So we try and let people have as much control over muting themselves as possible.
Got it.
And
hi,
in
Debbie
fact,
Lynn.
If oh, hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. And in fact, if any for folks who are on the agenda, I emailed out a link to the agenda about a half an hour ago. And so if you wanted to look at the Maestro board while we're on the call, in addition to the agenda, you can do so and toggle back and forth. So feel free to do that. So follow the link to the agenda, and then at the top of the agenda is the link. It says Maestro Conductors link. And that way everybody can see who's on the call that way, and you can see what we look at when we're talking on our calls. So just another minute or so here, and then we'll get started. Mary Ann, go ahead.
Okay. I just have a question for Kathleen. I'm thinking that maybe I can help put the hands up and down on the Maestro board. If maybe Kathleen over on the left-hand side could help if someone says they agree to agree, maybe if you could keep track over there on the left-hand side there, Kathleen?
Sure.
You know where you type in? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
I can.
That way I don't have to do both.
and that's a great teamwork there. And we just had somebody join us on the agenda, so welcome, Anonymous Koala. Glad to have you. That's who you, if you're not on the document, if I don't know who you are on the document, they assign you an animal name, and I think that's just the funniest thing. So
that
is great. Mhm. Yep. And so I'm going to go ahead and get the call started tonight, even though we just have looks like a couple of new volunteers and then some other volunteers that are a little more seasoned, the helping us out on the call tonight. But we are recording this call so that we can upload it to Blog Talk Radio. So just a heads up for everybody on that. And that way people can listen to this call at their own convenience. And so part of the reason we're doing that is to give people that freedom of schedule that we all seem to need so much these days. So I want to, first of all, just welcome everybody to the call. And thank you for thank you for being with us tonight and helping us and being interested in volunteering, quite frankly. And we're going to start by just talking about a little bit about how we do our coffee party calls. And so, and give you just a little orientation to how the calls are run and what happens on the calls. And then we'll get to the volunteer descriptions after that. So we begin every call with check-ins, and we end with check-outs. And this is so everybody can give their name and where they live, and then what interest brought them to this call. Sometimes we do a weather check-in. But we'll go ahead and demonstrate that now, and then we'll get to a little bit more of the Maestro calls and then the volunteer descriptions. So, Marianne, you're running the Maestro board for me tonight. Do you want to go ahead and call out for check-ins?
Okay. I'm going to start with you, Debbie Lynn.
Okay. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the call. My name is – I didn't even do this yet. My name is Debbie Lynn Molyneux. I am president of Coffee Party. I live in Portland, Oregon, and I've have been involved with Coffee Party now for about 3.5 years, and have so much fun with the people here. I have two paying jobs right now, and all my brain seems to do is focus on Coffee Party. It's just so much fun. So I'm really glad to welcome new people into the Coffee Party family, and I'm in with that.
Okay, and how about Ellen Fuller?
Hi, I'm Ellen Fuller. I live in Corvallis, Oregon, and what brought me to the Coffee Party is that I know Janine, and I am volunteering to help support her in her role as treasurer.
And Janine Loudon.
Janine's on mute. Thank you for checking in, Ellen, by the way. Oh, we're going to have to come back to Janine.
Oh, wait. Okay. I didn't know I was muted. I went through three different kinds of mute. Sorry about that. I had no idea. So my name is Janine Loudon. I live in Corvallis, Oregon. I'd love to spend time with new volunteers. I've been with Coffee Party for a little over 3 years, and I am currently the Coffee Party treasurer. And the support that Ellen just mentioned is as being the work group chair for the legal and accounting work group, which I find very exciting, and maybe some of you will find it exciting as well. I'm in with that.
Thank you, Janine. And let's hear from George Capehart. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. My name is George Capehart. I'm from live in Gastonia, North Carolina. I'm way on the other side of the world from you guys. And my interest is in the civility, the notion of civility, and trying to get things done by working together with people rather than by yelling at each other, and any way that we can do that. And also, I saw that in a former life I used to be a technology person, and I saw that you needed some technology help that I might be able to offer. So that's
Thanks.
It for now.
Thank you, George. Thanks. And Kathleen Morn, please.
Hi, my name is Kathleen Morgan. I'm calling in from Scituate, Massachusetts. And I've been with the Coffee Party for, I think, a little under 2 years. Recently, I've become more active and have gotten to know a lot of nice people who are on this call, and I'm looking forward to the call, and with that, I'm in.
Thanks, Kathleen, and I am Marianne Castilia. I live about an hour north of Tampa Bay in Florida. I've been with the Coffee Party, I guess, about 2 years. I'm just a volunteer, and I currently am a volunteer in the newsroom, which I will tell you a little bit more about later. So with that, I'm in, too.
Great. Thanks, Marianne. And thanks, everybody, for checking in. And next thing we're going to talk about really is kind of how we run these calls so that we're all on the same page for when you want to talk, what you need to do and such. And Marianne, we had down for you to cover the rules of the road here. And I'll run the board for you while you do this.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. We have software, I don't know if some of you are on there or not, called Maestro. and we have someone that runs the board and keeps track of if someone's speaking and you have a question or a comment to make, you would press 1 on your phone to raise your hand to speak, and then the person running the board would keep track of that and hopefully take your name in order if we can keep track. If someone is speaking and you just really agree with it, and basically that's all you want to say is you agree, you'll press 3 on your phone, and we'll make note of that on the board, and then kind of announce later, you know, so-and-so agrees to such and such. Hopefully we can keep track of that, too. Sometimes it gets confusing. And then if you really want to interrupt, you know, you have something that really needs to be said right then, you can press 4. And then 5, it's going to be like congratulations or a high five. So I'll just run that real quick again. If you want to raise your hand to speak, press 1. Press 3 to agree. 4 if you want to interrupt. And 5 if you want to do a high five.
And so I just want to, usually the 4 is used when somebody else is speaking and you might have urgent clarifying information that would help move the conversation along or correct information that's being given. So that's what the 4 is. It's the interrupting number, but it's for purpose and trying to stay on point. Thanks, Marianne.
I just learned something there.
And then do you want to cover the voting as well? Sometimes we take votes on Maestro.
When we have, I'm sorry, say that again, Deb?
I said yes, because sometimes we take votes on our calls.
Right. So, sure, we have an issue. We want to get the general consensus from everybody on the call. You'll press 1 to agree, no to say, 2 to say no, and 3 if you'd like to abstain.
Thanks. So, are there any questions about how we use Maestro Board or what you'll expect on this phone call? So press 1 if you have a question. And I'm going to move on if I don't see a 1 pop up.
No hands.
All right. Okay, thank you. So the next thing we're going to just talk about briefly is what it takes to be a volunteer for coffee party. And the way the process is running currently is the volunteer fills out a form on our website. We then have somebody from the volunteer team contacts the volunteer, or in this case sets up a phone call to talk about what people want to do. We have paperwork that needs to be completed. There's two different ones right now. There's one for tech volunteers. George, this might be for you. That is a different non-disclosure form than the one for regular volunteers. They both include the civility pledge. And so we're asking if you'd like to, once you're done with this call, if you would like to do that, to please go ahead and sign up on both of those forms. And then the volunteer is then connected to the work group leader that they're going to be working with and presumably introduced to the phone calls, the work group calls for that group. And then there's multiple ways that we stay connected. We're just now starting to experiment with using closed Facebook groups for work groups for in between meeting communication, and so that's one way that we're doing it. And then the next thing after the forms are all signed and you're connected with your work group, you need to get on our communication net. So this is like joining Facebook, making sure you're registered for calls, exchanging emails and phone numbers, et cetera, so we get all that communication together. And then once you show up, the work, a lot of times people show up and are looking for specific tasks to do, and sometimes we have those, and sometimes it's more a matter of seeing what's needed and then jumping in. So we work both ways, but if there's not an immediate task that's assigned to you, we ask that people just say, see something that's obvious that needs done and volunteer to do it, and that works really well. And then we're trying something new right now, and that is, We're going to be working on like a 90-day project or quarterly project basis so that volunteers have the freedom to move around and they don't get locked into doing the same thing for the next 5 years. And we're hoping that works a little bit better and more cleanly. And then volunteers can decide to join a new project or take some time off as they will. Any questions here?
It doesn't look like we have any questions right now, Debbie Lynn.
Okay. Thanks, Marianne. So the because this is a volunteer call, one of the things, areas where we do need help right now is the volunteer work group. And so I'm going to cover that one first, and then I'm going to skip down to the tech team, George, since that's the one you're specifically interested in. So I'll reorder the agenda tonight so that we make sure we cover what you're very interested in. But the volunteer work group really facilitates these calls, helps with the agenda, and then really acts as a conduit and coordinator between volunteers and work groups, and then helps also maintain some of the contact information inside of our database so we know who's been contacted when. And that's the basic all-encompassing look at what the volunteer group is going to be doing. So something that's very simple, it takes a couple of calls a month, and then some emails and phone calls in between. I'm going to jump down for those of you who are on the agenda and reverse and do tech team next and then do membership afterwards. So the tech team right now really provides project and maintenance support for all of our social media platforms. Right now we're in the process of redesigning our website, so we're hopeful that by the end of this weekend we'll actually have something new up. But that also requires having volunteers go in and learn how to use our platform, which is called Nation Builder. And Nation Builder right now offers several classes. They have a lot of online tutorials about how their platform works. And so we are looking for people to help maintain that technology and then also provide emergency support. The other thing that the tech team is going to be doing is really helping us to manage all of our social media. So Facebook, Twitter, ScoopIt, Pinterest, YouTube, Flickr, Marianne, we added Google Plus. I think there's a couple other, or Tumblr was one we just added last night. So really just making sure that they stay on the up and up and help us in maintaining our social media outreach as well. Any questions?
It doesn't look like we have any questions for that either, everyone.
Okay. So next up, and if somebody wants to take any of these other groups to talk about them, feel free. I know I've got a couple of you guys lined up for other things. Membership work group. Janine, go ahead.
So Stephanie, I just have to add, especially since there's somebody here that's interested in the tech team as a possibility, the tech team are like our heroes on a day-to-day and project-to-project basis. And I just can't tell you how appreciated, not that all volunteers aren't appreciated, but I'm here to say we have more breakdowns in the domain of technology than anywhere else because technology is moving. We expand our social media presence. We think of, or someone in the membership will think of, great new ways to stay in relationship with each other. And they're all technology-based. And so this can sound, I guess it just didn't sound exciting enough for me because this can be intense and it often can also be fun. And it's so important. I just can't tell you how much it matters. When our tech team is functional, the entire organization can be functional. When the tech team is not available, we have, anyway, it's hard. So
it is.
So there's my two cents.
Because so many of us volunteers are not technology oriented. And so, when we don't have proper support, the whole coffee party suppers.
Sure. And this is a virtual organization. And a virtual organization, it's like the backbone of a virtual organization is its technology. Because all the great ideas and all the things we want to share and all the things we want to do hinge here. And so please feel important. All volunteers should feel important. And I could give a pep talk for every one of these groups. And right now, I desperately need help. Thank you.
Thanks, Janine. I'm just pausing for a moment to see if there's any other questions that come in.
doesn't look like we have any right now, Debbie Lynn.
Okay. So I'm going to jump back up to membership on the...
Sorry about that. We lost
George. Well, and this...
Maybe he'll come back.
That was part of why I did the tech team early on, too, because I knew that was his interest. So membership really looks like a customer service role for our members. And so there's going to be questions about when memberships are due, when they're going to renew, any payment issues that come out. We also need somebody who can help us send out monthly renewal notices, run a membership drive, help with database management. And then the other thing so this is like really like people who really want to help other people get the most out of their membership, you know, and make sure that everything runs smoothly in that department. The other thing that are talking about doing under membership is providing a monthly event for members to participate in. So right now on the docket, we have coffee party movie night that I came up with a couple of months ago and I really need help with. And that's, you know, picking a documentary and then doing all the publicity for it and getting that out to all of our members and supporters. Another idea is a book club. Another idea is a conversation, setting up a conversation on a monthly or quarterly basis so that everybody in the coffee party has an event to do every month that brings us all together. So we're very excited about that. And the membership work group, they can have tons of fun with this. I remember a couple of years ago we used to do premiums for memberships. So people, you know, so that's something that the membership team can talk about again. Like, you know, if somebody joins at a $50 level, do we give them a T-shirt? That kind of thing. So we have all sorts of options with membership team, and it really is about what the membership team wants to make of running that work group. And so I'm going to pause again there just in case there's any questions or comments.
And it doesn't look like we have any right now, and we got George back.
Hi, George. Glad you came back. And so I'm going to move on to go ahead, George.
Nothing. I was just going to apologize. I dropped off. I lost the internet connection for a second. Sorry.
Hopefully that won't happen to me. I'm also on an internet phone. I'm going to cover channel marketing quickly here because this is something that we have had this dream about for several years, and we've kind of sort of done it, but it hasn't been fully, I don't think, realized with what we want to do with channel marketing. And that really is to go out and form alliances with sister organizations that are aligned with Coffee Party mission and goals. And I like to reference back to Larry Lessig on this one, in that there are a lot of organizations out there working on money and politics right now and trying to make sure that the negative influence of money and politics is mitigated somehow. And no matter which organization is working on it, they're all important and they're all valuable, and certain organizations are going to resonate with certain people. You know, so we want to help support all of them. At the same time, we also, you know, would like to have their support for some of what we're doing. And so working in the channel marketing work group would be about being in contact with the sister organizations and working up agreements to share projects or events, or to promote their projects or events, or to promote our projects and events with their organization, and then creating the social media materials for that promotion, providing it to our newsroom team for our scheduling, and then working with our radio show hosts for guest appearances as are appropriate. So this is one that really reaches out to and where people can work their local contacts with Move to Amend or Represent Us or Mayday One, which is part of Represent Us and Larry Lessig's. There's a ton of them out there, and we know that. So I really just want to encourage people to sign up to work on channel marketing as well. I think that is going to be a lot of fun and vastly help us create a huge movement to work on this money and politics issues. And any questions there?
Not so far.
All right, Marianne, you want to take it away with the newsroom?
Sure. I am a volunteer in what we call the newsroom group, which is a group of coffee party volunteers, where we get together twice a month via a phone conference like we're doing tonight. And we share items in the news that have weighed most heavily on each of us during the last, you know, since our last call. And we decide on ways that we can make an impact and come up with various projects. Some of us also provide content for the Facebook page and other social media like Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, and Tumblr, like Debbie Lynn was talking about. And then another thing that we use is we utilize a tool called, it's an internet tool called Scoop It, and you would sign up for Scoop It, and then you could, as you're doing your browsing through the internet on whatever you feel interests you, if you think that it's something that might be of interest to the coffee party, you can scoop it to the coffee party and the newsroom or different various topics that we have and suggest it as a possible post. And then also in the newsroom, we talk about ideas for topics that we might use for Coffee Party Radio, and we sometimes help for researching the shows and contribute to the shows as well. It's really fun.
Yeah, I would add on the radio shows too, we would love to have more producers to help us schedule guests and actually do schedules out in advance. That would be very helpful. So that's something else to think about. Any questions for Marianne? Good job, by the way, Marianne. Thank you for presenting that.
You're welcome. And it doesn't look like we have any questions.
All right. The development team. Janine, you want to cover this one?
Sure. I put my name up there because it's development is one of the things I've been helping with for the last while. And the outline says fundraising, marketing, branding skills required. And that can be PR people, artists, writers, graphic designers, just people who have ideas. And someone put here, likes to talk on the phone. I don't know that anybody who volunteers for us can't not like to talk on the phone because this is how we meet. And other than I'm a big proponent of video conferencing. I like it because people don't actually have to pay attention or you know it. I think it's good. But here's the thing. Development is... I'm not sure why we went from the term fundraising to development, other than I think what we're doing is developing a strategic, sustainable financial profile for our organization. And while on the one hand, the majority of things that we do now have to do with membership, right, because members and donors are the key element of our income to fund the infrastructure. You know, everything behind the scenes that you don't see. As a matter of fact, we're on Maestro today, and, you know, we pay $49 a month for Maestro. So, but I think that the old model of membership and donors only needs enhancement, and I think that there are some people out there who are going to be visionary or insightful or like to play in this domain, and that this team... we'll be able to come up with something that none of us have ever thought of that will help, you know, stabilize our financial situation in such a way that we can spend way more time doing projects and programs and relating to each other and a lot less time worried about paying the bills. And that would be most excellent. And as I say on my radio show every week, Citizens United has not benefited us. And so... what will benefit us is a dynamic development team. Thanks. Oh, and Debbie Lynn wrote down development is less scary than fundraising. I don't think so. It sounds very Orwellian to me. But
well, development is a little bit far away, and I don't know why it got changed either, but it's a little bit farther away from what it actually is, and it really is about, you know, taking on that task of helping this coffee party be fiscal. And making sure that we are developed, you know, we have a developed fundraising strategy. So I'm glad that, thank you for that that explanation. And I'm going to pause
right,
it in there.
So So I'm very excited to see who will join this team someday. Thanks.
Me too. Thanks, Janine. And not seeing any hands up, Marianne?
Nope, no hands.
Okay. I'm going to plow through strategy and organizational design. This is another one that's kind of in consulting speak language. And this, basically, the strategy and organizational design makes sure that the infrastructure that we have, in other words, the way that we are working together, is set up in such a way that we can achieve our goals. You know, so our mission statement with Coffee Party is actually about connecting communities to reclaim government for the people. And so money and politics, of course, plays right into that. But how do we actually work with our local chapters? You know, what is the design of our organization so that we get this grassroots bottom up and some leadership visionary input as well and move the Coffee Party forward? Because it's not a either or, it's a both and. So it looks, the strategy and org design team is going to be really looking internally and externally at the Coffee Party, both how are we communicating internally, how are we communicating externally, and then assisting with, to make sure that the communication is flowing throughout all of our work groups and we're connected and we're actually on task. So that is kind of a heady way to talk about it, but it's real consulting, you know, real work about making sure that our form and our function are serving our mission. And so I thanks for listening to that little bit. Janine, I love what you just wrote in there about the development team, and that's it. That's the group that help make sure that we're thriving and not just surviving. So that's back on development. And they work closely with strategy and org design on that as well. And then there's the last one that we're coming up on right now is the accounting legal team, Janine.
Yay! So this is the exciting world of maintaining bookkeeping and accounting records. We use QuickBooks Online. We make sure that all tax and other legal forms get filed in a timely way. We do budgeting and budget tracking in theory. That's a theory. And support the board in any legal and financial matters. Because this team, just like any other team, is at, you know, serves at the will of the board. And so if they say, hey, we've got a question, they could send that question to strategy and organizational design or channel marketing or membership or, you know, my team, legal and accounting. And so obviously we're filling out our team with folks who have an interest in doing that kind of research, you know, or fact-finding in terms of the kinds of issues that private nonprofit corporations have to deal with, comply with, and manage. So our current project is to revise the ledger and file a 990EZ. And Ellen, what's our due date? Our fiscal year ended June 30th. So our due date for that filing is when? I bet you know.
I want to say November 15th, but
it's November. It is.
Yeah, November.
Yeah. 15th. Right. That's what I was thinking. I knew it was at least 90 days. And then the next project after, you know, we get this one done. I've titled it Budgets Are Fun, and I sound like I'm mocking, but seriously, you guys, there are some of us in the world too, for whom numbers are exciting, and we like quantifying things, and we like helping people accomplish their goals through, by including those kind of data points in their thinking, right? And so whether it's projections or operating budgets or, you know, even scheduling. Scheduling sort of falls into this place as well. So for those of you out there who find this world satisfying, we are indeed the invisible, behind-the-scenes shoemaker's elves who make this corporation kick, you know, in terms of the law. So there you have it. And I hope you'll consider joining us. Thanks.
Janine, that makes it sound like so much fun. I want to volunteer again, but I think I'm overworked at the moment. I'm on too many work groups right now.
We all are. That's why we're filling out our team.
Yeah. So pausing again for questions, just in case any come up.
Doesn't look like we have any right now.
Okay. And current high priority projects. Janine, I love how you just did that current project and next project, and I actually want to go back and do that for each one of these work groups. So I think just current projects for each one of these work groups I'm going to do real quick. I'm going to go down. For a volunteer work group right now, it's going to be helping facilitate these calls for the next 90 days. We want to do them twice a month, and so it would be a matter of learning Maestro, helping with the agenda, and then communicating with people as they sign up for the call. So that's the high priority or the current project for the volunteer work group. For the membership work group, it's going to be setting up a membership, a customer service system. We've had one in the past that was maintained by staff. We need to find and set up a system right now that can be run by volunteers in their spare time. I think the current project for the tech team I mentioned was right now the website redesign. And we're pretty far along in that process, but we might need some coding assistance. So if somebody wanted to, who's very technical, wanted to help with that. Nation Builder, I believe, is a Ruby on Rails system. So we can put you in touch, though. It is not Drupal, I can tell you that for sure. We've had a lot of people ask that one. Then the next one down is channel marketing. I think the current project for channel marketing is to create a database of sister organizations and one that the whole channel marketing work group will have access to. So that would be the current project. The newsroom, current project, Marianne, what would you say our current project is there?
A few weeks back, we all kind of agreed that what was heavy on our minds at the time was the Iraq war crisis and what's going on now. And so we each came up with a project within that issue. For instance, I did some interviews with some Iraq war veterans. And so we're all going to write up what we've come up with within our own topics. And it's going to be published, I believe, on the Coffee Party page. And we're going to use it in various ways to help get the message out that interests people.
Great. Thanks, Marianne. So this should be, and actually working, one of the things we did talk about last night, too, was helping both recruit writers and develop our own writing skills.
Which we are doing on this project.
Exactly.
It's been fun. And quite a learning experience. That's one of the things mm-hmm. I find about the newsroom to be fun. We learn a lot, and,
And then I think our current project on development, Janine, do you want to take a stab at our current project for development?
Well, the current project for development has to do with populating that work group because it's now vacant. And so it's like starting over. And I think I like to sort of blank slate. So the whole thriving, not surviving is like the theme of the next project. And so maybe that's what I'll call this our current project. Is to reinvent ourselves with that in mind.
The current project, thank you for that, Janine. The current project for the strategy and organizational design team is going to be to review the infrastructure that the 2011 transition team left the Coffee Party with that was never implemented and modify it for current times. So I think that's going to be that's probably going to be a 90 to 120 day project, probably a little bit more than 90 days. And then and you already have your current project for accounting legal. So I think that we've covered just about everything here. And so anything that we may have left out that anybody wants to contribute here?
Well, the one team we haven't talked about are the vacancies on the board.
Correct. What do you want to say about that, Janine?
Oh, well, I guess I would just say that there's a due process there, but the first step in any process like this is to find people who have interest in the vacancies that exist. This is a working board, and so it's important that just about every position, really, these days, all 12 positions are sort of focused on a different part of managing a different part of the organization. And it is the coupling, it's the partnership between the board director and their work group chair that sort of streamlines everything that we do so that the board can be more of a board and less of the driving force of the, you know, I'm going to say Lone Ranger. You know, the idea is not to have a Lone Ranger board of directors, but rather to have a bunch of posses out there doing their thing and working in coordination with the board of directors. So I see now that in the list, everything you're adding in the current vacancies.
Right.
And so that people can see what they are. And we do the same thing when filling these positions between elections, as we did for elections. People have to apply. They may be invited to apply. They get letters of reference. They fill out a crazy long form, but it's important. And they are, if they make it through vetting interviews, they're then have a background check and sign even more forms than other volunteers sign. So to reflect their willingness to assume the fiduciary responsibility of the position. So I really encourage folks that have had board experience and know what I'm sort of alluding to here to apply or to let their interest in these areas be known. Or if you're just willing to take the step and do the work it takes to step into that job, maybe a job you've never had before, then by all means, please apply. Please express an interest. Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks, Janine. So campaigns and actions we didn't talk about tonight. We also didn't talk about local organizing or local outreach. And I am excited because in 2 weeks we will talk more about those. We should have a local organizer board member by then who may have a plan and can help us discern what the current project is for that. And so the next step, so if you are listening to this call, and you want to know what is it that I need to do next? Well, on the agenda, which I hope you have a link to, there are forms that you need to sign. The first one is called the Civility Pledge and NDA. If you're a tech volunteer, you need to sign a tech volunteer NDA as well. And all of these are available at coffeepartyusa.com/open_volunteer_roles. So go to that webpage. That will show you what we have open right now and then also provide the links to the forms that need to be signed. And if there are no other questions, I think we're going to finish our call a little bit early tonight. I had allocated an hour for this. And it looks like we're coming in under the wire.
Doesn't look like we have any questions right now. Debbie Lynn, I just had a thought, though. If someone was listening to this after tonight, if they have a question, they could email info@coffeepartyusa.com. Is that right?
Correct. They can. Yes, they can. And also, if you're listening to the recording, yeah, info@coffeepartyusa.com will come to me, and volunteer@coffeepartyusa.com will be going to the volunteer team that is yet to be set up. So either one of those emails right now will be answered, and you can also schedule a one-to-one call through email that way, so we can help you find what you want to do with Coffee Party. And Marianne, we always end with checkouts. Do you want to go ahead and lead us through checkouts now?
I sure will. This time we'll go backwards. Think it's okay if we start with you, Kathleen?
Oh, sure, sure. Thank you for all the great information to all three of you, and I look forward to continuing my volunteer work. And with that, I'm out.
Thanks, Kathleen. And how about George?
Thanks for the all the information. It seems like that after this, there's a lot more I'm interested in participating in than just the technology stuff. So I will be sure to fill out, spend some time on the site, and get an idea of what all I would like to do. This is exciting, and it sounds interesting. Lot to do, and I hope I will be able to contribute.
Thank you, George. Yes, I think you will. Good to hear that. And Janine?
Oh, this has been a fun call. I'm excited that George actually came in with one idea and is leaving that thinking he might be interested in doing something other than what he presumed in the beginning. And I think that's the purpose of these calls, is to sort of let you know that there's a bunch of things going on and there's a bunch of ways to be challenged. And I hope, George, you were on the call when I was being very excited about the tech team. If not, go back and listen to this later. But I think that's wonderful. I've had a good time, and with that, I'm out.
Thanks, Janine. And Ellen?
I'd like to thank everybody for their time tonight and all the work that those of you who have been participating in the coffee party have been doing over the last several years, and I look forward to moving forward with the work group. And I'm out.
Debbie Lynn?
All right. Well, has been a pleasure. I can't wait to get more emails from people who are volunteering and get back in touch with each and every one of them and get us moving towards working on the country and being actively engaged in our citizenship. So thank you all very much. And I'm out. And that's the end of the call. Marianne, did you check out?
No, I did not. I left myself out. I think I was just going to stay here all night. it's been a great call. I'm really anxious to get to know some of our new people and have them join in on the fun. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Aloha.
Good night.
And coffee party on.